Still alive, you're looking like a saint. But down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the jackals. The backstage manager was pacing all around his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, and I can just feel it in the air. He went to find the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. The leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk. There was no one journeying well, better than Jack of Hearts. No one knows the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. Dressing room door burst open and a Colt revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, y'all couldn't say surprise. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, one is finally made it to the wall. They cleaned out the bank safe, it said that they'd been awful quiet at home. In the darkness by the river bank, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. But they couldn't go no farther without Jack of Hearts. Next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. Hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. Cabaret was closed, the sign said shut down for repairs. Lily had already taken all the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, whom she very rarely saw. She was thinking about Rosemary, and she was thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts. Of all she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts. I'll memorize that in order to prove to myself I still had a memory. I beg your pardon?
Do you remember Tommy?
Tell you a Jerry story. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll take a little break and see if I can think of one.